Impossible. I have had that word communicated to me on many occasions and in many different ways. Spoken, unspoken, gently, and sometimes with a very heavy hand. Impossible. That word just gets my attention. Impossible has always been the beginning of just you watch me while I do my thing. That's just not reasonable has always been the indication for me that I'm on the right track. You've got to be realistic is an invitation to me to turn up my intention, think outside the box, and make the impossible possible, and the possible my private reality. Have you ever had to deal with that's impossible in any of its many forms? That look, someone's tone, a let's be rational conversation or two? When you find yourself stuck between a hard rock and a very hard place, in the position of having to make it happen when the odds are stacked against you sky high and words of encouragement are nowhere to be found, grit your teeth, throw your shoulders back, let out your battle cry, and go after what it is you want. Get determined that you will make it happen. Be clear that there is no turning back. Believe that you will win and make the impossible a reality and take no prisoners in the process. Remember the movie Kramer vs. Kramer? Kramer vs. Kramer is a story about a man who falls in love with his son. It's about a father who, against all odds, does the impossible. Ted is married to Joanna, and he is at the peak of his career when Joanna decides to leave him. Joanna feels that she has lost her identity as a result of being married to Ted. She leaves him one night without notice, and she leaves him to raise their young son, Billy, alone. Initially, Ted is completely inept at parenthood, but he quickly gets his act together. He learns the ropes of nurturing and falls in love with Billy in the most profound way. Ted and Billy become quite a pair, and then Joanna comes back into their lives. She comes back, and she wants to take Billy back. She wants to take Billy away from Ted, and a custody battle ensues. On the very day that the court date for custody is settled, Ted loses his job, and his attorney advises him that, "Ted, I won't lie to you. We don't have a hope in hell of winning a custody hearing if you're out of work." Ted assures him that he will get a job, and he'll get it within 24 hours. Now, the thing is that it's 7 p.m. on the eve of the Friday before Christmas. What are the odds of making good on that claim? But nevertheless, and against all odds, on the Friday before Christmas, in the middle of Midtown Manhattan, Ted Kramer sets out to get a job as a senior-level advertising executive. After some major persuasion, he convinces the pessimistic employment agency rep to set up an interview with one of the most prestigious ad agencies, only to have to then deal with an interviewer, Ackerman, who does not want to bother the decision maker, Spencer, because he's preparing to leave on a 2-week holiday vacation. But Ted convinces him to at least ask Spencer to give him a quick moment. In the middle of a loud and noisy office Christmas party, Ackerman spots Spencer with a drink in his hand, a pretty young secretary on his arm, and his coat thrown over his shoulder, ready to walk out of the door. Ackerman approaches him. He whispers in his ear. Spencer shakes his head, points to his watch, and continues his conversation. Ackerman whispers again, and with a look of weary agitation, Spencer excuses himself from the pretty young secretary and follows Ackerman back to his office to see Ted. Spencer gives Ted exactly 10 minutes to make his case. It's 5:15 on the Friday before Christmas in the middle of the office Christmas party in Midtown Manhattan. Ted makes his case, and afterwards Spencer tells him that he will get back to him because he needs to think about it. But Ted will not. Ted cannot take no for an answer. He tells the two that he will take the job at a lower salary, but that his offer is only good for right now. Spencer and Ackerman send Ted to sit outside of the office, where he finds himself an uncomfortable, awkward intruder at the office party. But when they call him back in, after a short deliberation, their answer is, "Yes, and welcome aboard, Mr. Kramer." Imagine. The odds of Ted making good on his claim were pretty much zero, but the stakes for Ted were way too high to take no for an answer. Ted was determined to win. Against the impossible odds, he believed he could win because he had to. He knew that he had no choice. And you? Is what you want important enough to you that you're willing to determine in your heart to make it happen no matter what? No matter how unreasonable, how unlikely, no matter what anybody says, are you willing to play your guts out for the win? Today, make the impossible a reality and take no prisoners in the process. Go all the way with a can't turn back now kind of attitude and watch while it all comes together. Grit your teeth, throw your shoulders back, let out your battle cry, and go after what it is you want. Today, with a nevertheless attitude and against all odds, go make good on your claim.